From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Abortion access front and center across battleground states today. In Arizona, state Senate lawmakers expected to vote on a measure to repeal the 1864 law that bans nearly all abortions upheld by the state Supreme Court last month. Outside the Capitol in Phoenix, Desiree says she supports the Civil War era ban.
I hope that they do what's right, especially the Republicans who say that they're pro-life.
Two GOP representatives voted with House Democrats to approve the measure earlier in the House. In Florida, Vice President Kamala Harris in Jacksonville today for a campaign event on reproductive rights. It comes on the same day. Florida's six-week abortion ban took effect. ABC's Selena Wang is in Jacksonville.
This is going to send shockwaves, not just here in Florida, but across the entire region. Before this, women in nearby states, they would come to Florida as an option for abortion access. But after today, they basically have no options for abortion access. Now, those women in Florida, they're going to have to travel to North Carolina if it's up to 12 weeks. And beyond that, they have to go all the way to Virginia for abortion access.
In Tel Aviv, Secretary of State Antony Blinken held meetings with Israel's prime minister today, urging Hamas and Israel to finalize a ceasefire and hostage release deal. Blinken also says the U.S. reiterated it does not support Israel's military operations in Rafah, and that getting aid into Gaza is a priority. Pro-Palestinian protests growing across U.S. college campuses. In New York at Columbia University, police moved in to clear a hall occupied by protesters. Mayor Eric Adams says officers arrested some 300 protesters at Columbia and nearby City College. He blamed external actors for the violence.
We're going to protect our city from those who are attempting to do what is happening globally. There is a movement to radicalize young people.
Officials canceled classes at UCLA and Los Angeles due to protests. You're listening to ABC News. Another round of student loan forgiveness this morning.
The White House announced President Biden is canceling $6.1 billion in student debt for 317,000 borrowers who were enrolled at an Art Institute campus between January 2004 and mid-October 2017. This after the Department of Education found the institution, quote, engaged in widespread and pervasive substantial misrepresentations that deceived students about the value they would be receiving from their education.
ABC's Karen Travers reporting. GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says she will not back down from her efforts to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson, planning to introduce her motion to vacate sometime next week. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Greene says Mike Johnson has betrayed fellow Republicans, letting bills pass with bipartisan majorities to fund government agencies and U.S. allies, including Ukraine. Johnson says her move is wrong for the Republican conference, wrong for the House, and wrong for the country. And Democrats say they'll vote to table Greene's motion, which would doom it.
Ford issuing another recall of 243,000 Maverick models in the U.S. The automaker says some taillights may fail to illuminate, which could increase the risk of an accident. The company says they have no reports of any crashes due to this problem, and they're working on an updated fix. Dozens of portraits of veterans from former President George W. Bush are headed to the happiest place on Earth. 60 pieces from the painter-in-chief will be on display at Epcot's American Adventure Pavilion starting next month. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.